says, "Do you know my Jesus?" And then we're looking at all these different capacities that the Bible shares with us about Jesus. And so this morning, the question that I place before you is, do you know my Jesus as your good shepherd? So we're going to talk about Jesus being the good shepherd. The place that we need to go to really look at what Jesus says about himself being the good shepherd is John chapter 10. So I want to encourage you to turn there. And we're going to look at some different aspects of what Jesus has to say here concerning his being the good shepherd. And then how does that translate to us? Well, the first thing is, I don't know if you realize this or not, but you're sheep. Okay? That's right, you're sheep. Okay? You may not look like sheep from the standpoint of having, you know, unless you're wearing, happen to be wearing all wool garment, which would be kind of warm right now. But, you know, we may not look like sheep, we look like people, but to God, we are sheep. Okay? And I like that idea because of what it means concerning what Jesus has to say to us about us being the sheep and He being the good shepherd. Okay? So, you know, if you maybe you hadn't ever thought about it quite this way about being a sheep, okay? Hopefully when you leave this morning, you'll like the idea better about being a sheep, and you'll like it even more the fact that you have Jesus as your good shepherd. But let's talk, as we look at John chapter 10, let's look at three different things that Jesus is really telling us here about His being the good shepherd. The first thing that we notice as we look in verses 1 through 10, the first 10 verses of this, is we notice the voice of the good shepherd. Okay? The voice of the good shepherd. Look at what Jesus says here. "I tell you the truth, the man who does not enter the sheep pen by the gate, but climbs in by some other way, is a thief and a robber. The man who enters by the gate is the shepherd of his sheep. The watchman opens the gate, and the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all of his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep follow him. Why? Because they know his voice. But they will never follow a stranger. In fact, they will run away from him because they do not recognize the stranger's voice." Now, in case you're not aware of kind of how shepherding was done back in Jesus' day, here's a little bit of insight. In different localities, and you know, in the villages and so forth, they would have a common sheep pen. Okay? In other words, the shepherds would all bring their sheep into this one common pen. And different shepherds would have different amounts of sheep. You know, some might have 10 or 20 sheep, another one might have 50 or 100 or whatever. But they had a common sheep pen that at nighttime, especially, they would all bring their sheep into this one pen. And then they would have someone who was not the owner of the sheep, typically was the night watchman, in other words, would be there to look after the sheep at night to make sure that they didn't have getting attacked by wolves or anything else. So this common sheep pen, okay, with a hired hand that's looking after the sheep. And then listen to what Jesus says. Let's go through it again here. Look at what he says. He talks about the difference between the one who goes and enters into the sheep pen by the gate versus the one who would climb over the fence. Okay? The one who climbs over the fence, he says, he's not the shepherd. He's a thief. He's there not to take care of the sheep, not to work for the benefit of the sheep. He's there for his own benefit. He basically wants to steal the sheep, okay? But then notice what he says about the shepherd. Where does the shepherd go. The man who enters by the gate, verse 2, is the shepherd of the sheep. And so here's what would happen. You've got all these sheep that belong to different shepherds in this community sheep pen, and the shepherd goes in, he enters into the sheep pen by the gate, and he begins to call his sheep. Okay? And the sheep respond to what? His voice. Okay? The sheep know his voice. So that's how, you know, that particular shepherd gets all of his sheep out and nobody else's. I've never seen, you know, all those westerns that you see, you know, on TV, and they got the cattle out there and they take the cattle, and how do they identify whose cattle is who? They brand them, right? Well, you can't do that with sheep, okay? They don't brand them. How do they identify whose sheep with whose? By the voice of the shepherd. The sheep recognize the voice of their own shepherd. So they would follow their shepherd. They would go after his voice. And those that didn't belong to that shepherd, they wouldn't go out of the sheep pen. They would stay there. Why? Because that shepherd is a stranger to them. And they're only going to follow the voice of their shepherd. See? So then the next shepherd would come in, and he'd start calling names, and his voice would radiate amongst the sheep, and his sheep would recognize his voice, and then he would take his sheep out and lead them to pasture. But the important key here is the voice. The fact that the sheep recognize, they listen to the voice of the shepherd. The second thing that's important here in this is that he tells us here that the shepherd leads the sheep out. Again, here's a contrast between the cattle, you know, that we see in the westerns and sheep. One fact about sheep is you cannot drive sheep, okay, like you do cattle. You can't, you know, you don't get up there and get, you know, push them from behind and, you know, tell them, come on, get on, little doggies. You know, they're not going to respond to that. What do they need? They need a shepherd out in front of them that is leading them, and they will follow the shepherd to wherever the shepherd wants them to go. Because sheep are not driven. They need to be led. And so Jesus here, in talking about the good shepherd, says he leads his sheep out, you see, to take them where they need to go. And again, here's a contrast. The sheep are only going to follow the shepherd whose voice they know. They will not follow the stranger because they don't recognize the voice. So the voice is vitally important. You see? Notice something that Jesus says in Revelation as John, you know, was listening to what God had to say to him in the Revelation in chapter 3. In verse 20, he says, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with him and he with me." So you see here again, Jesus is emphasizing the importance of hearing his voice. Okay, an opening the door of our heart is what he's talking about here, so that he can come in. So the voice of the shepherd is vitally important. You see, what is the voice that we're listening to? Let me ask it to you this way. What voice are you most familiar with in your life? Are you listening to the voice of Jesus? Or is the noise of the world, is that the voice that you're listening to? Or perhaps that the noise of the world is so loud in your life that it's drowning out the voice of Jesus and you're not hearing it? See, that's something that you've got to decide. You've got to look at, if you really want to know Jesus as the Good Shepherd, it's critically important that you're able to listen to His voice. Okay? Now, in beginning in verse 7, Jesus then also talks about Himself being the gate. Okay? Look at what He says here. I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. All who ever came before me were thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. He will come in and go out and find pasture. The thief comes only to kill and destroy. I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. The only way to get to the Father is through Jesus. In John chapter 14, Jesus would say to His disciples, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one, that's a prohibitive statement, no one comes to the Father except through me. I'm the only way. How many gates are there on the sheep pen? There's only one. Say, there's only one. And Jesus is that gate. There's not one for, you know, all these different world religions that are out there and they got their own gate. Say, there's only one gate. And that gate is Jesus. And He makes that very clear to us. Now, the second thing that we need to focus on is not only the voice of the Good Shepherd, but the care of the Good Shepherd. Look in verses 11 through 13. These are the verses that were read for us as we began this morning. Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. And then He defines what the Good Shepherd does, okay, in terms of caring for His sheep. He says, the Good Shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. And then there's a contrast that He makes here, okay, between Himself as the Good Shepherd and the hired hand that really highlights the difference between one who cares and one who doesn't. Okay, look at what He says here. I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down His life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd who owns the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. Look at verse 13. The man runs away. Why? Because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. That's the difference between the owner and the hired hand. See? The owner cares for what is his. See? The hired hand doesn't really. Let me put it to you this way. Let me ask you this question. You know, I want you to think for a moment about your stuff. Okay? And most of you know what I mean by that. We've talked about our stuff many times. All right? I want you to think about your stuff for a minute. Okay? And this is specifically, this is the stuff that you own. It's yours, right? Everybody with me? Okay? All right. How well do you take care of your stuff versus having someone else take care of it? Yeah, you know, I mean, I gotta be honest with you, there's some of my stuff I don't want anybody else messing with. Okay, I don't know about you, but there's some of my stuff I don't want anybody else putting their hands on. Leave it alone. It's not yours. It's mine. I'll take care of it. You got some stuff like that? You see? My truck. A truck is a truck, all right? It's mine. But you know what? You know, hey, you know, you can use it if you need a truck, you know, what have you, okay? That's not an open invitation for everybody to start calling me and say, I need your truck. But if you really needed a truck, my point is I'd loan it to you, okay? But there's some other things that I have, you know, like my barbecue grill. Don't even bother to ask, okay? I loan you my old one, okay? All right, that's my stuff, okay? And I use it, and when I'm done using it, I clean it. I don't even let Cindy clean it, okay? Because I don't think she'll clean it as well as I would, okay? Because it's my stuff, you see? And my point is that when we recognize and we have certain things that are of value to us, okay, don't we take care of those things better than somebody else would? Amen. You see? Why? Because it's yours. You worked for it, you bought it, you whatever it is, however you acquired it, it's yours and it's valuable to you, and so you take care of it. And for a lot of those things, you wouldn't entrust someone else to take care of it because they're not going to take care of it as well as you would. And that's really what Jesus is saying here. Now, if you understand that, how valuable does that make you feel as a sheep belonging to Him? You see? He's not going to let somebody else take care of you. You know why? Because He says, that's mine. And nobody else can take care of my sheep the way I can. If I were to hire someone else to take care of my sheep, the first time something came along that was going to endanger them, they're going to be gone, and my sheep are going to be left to their own. And they'll be scattered all over the place. Jesus says, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to take care of my sheep. Why? Because that's the kind of care the good shepherd gives. See? He cares so much about his sheep, and he recognizes the value of every single sheep. See? He's not going to turn the care over to someone else. Now you say, well, but wait a minute, but he's up there, and didn't he leave some shepherds to take care for the sheep down here on earth? Yeah, but guess what? These shepherds are not hired hands. Okay? The shepherds that Jesus has left behind are responsible directly to Him for the care of every single one of His sheep. And what He said is, they're your sheep to take care of. See? Why? Because He recognizes how valuable every single one of His sheep is. So much so, He's not willing to lose not one. The parable of the good shepherd, what does Jesus say? Man has 100 sheep. One of them gets lost. As sheep sometimes will do. Why? Because we're dumb. Did I say that? Okay? Yeah, sheep are dumb and they wander off, you see. But what does he say here? What does the good shepherd do? Because he cares so much for the sheep, he leaves the 99 and goes out and looks for that one sheep. One sheep. And someone might say, well, why bother? He's got 99 more. Isn't that enough mutton? Yeah. And he says, no. No, it's not enough. Because every single one is valuable. Because the good shepherd cares for his sheep. He'll do whatever it takes to save every single sheep that belongs to Him. And then we come to the knowledge of the Good Shepherd. Beginning in verse 14 to the end of this section. Again, Jesus says, I am the Good Shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. Now, we look at this idea. What does the Good Shepherd know? He knows His sheep. And not only does He know His sheep, but the sheep know Him. Now, here's the important thing about this. The word in the original language, in the Greek, that is used there for know is gnosko. We've talked about that word in different times before. And that word, does not mean having an intellectual acknowledgement or information of this. Okay? That word in the Greek language refers to knowing someone in relationship. Now, why does Jesus, for instance, in this statement, when He talks about Him knowing His sheep and the sheep knowing Him, why does He bring in the statement concerning, just like I know the Father and the Father knows me? Because He's making the comparison of those two relationships. That is, the relationship between He and His Father, how they know each other. They have a relationship with one another. And He says, and I have that same relationship with my sheep. Okay? But that's what it is. It's relationship that Jesus is talking about. So the knowledge of the shepherd speaks of His relationship with His sheep. And why does He have that relationship? Because He recognizes how valuable His sheep are, as we said a few moments ago. And so it is really about the relationship that Jesus has with His sheep. One that He, again, parallels between the relationship between Him and His Father. That relationship is so special. And so is the relationship between me and my sheep. Okay. It's not just simply a matter of knowing. Jesus is not saying, I know about my Father and He knows about me. Oh, no. We know each other. Okay. And Jesus says the same thing about you being a sheep of Jesus. In John chapter 17, Jesus defines the importance of this kind of knowledge. That is, the relationship between His sheep and Him, He defines it as eternal life. That's why it's so important. John chapter 17 and verse 3. This is eternal life. That they might know You, the same word, gnosko, they might be in relationship with You, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom You have sent. So Jesus again defines the whole idea and concept of the shepherd knowing His sheep and the sheep knowing the shepherd as eternal life. So what we have to understand then is, if that's eternal life, is knowing the shepherd and the shepherd knowing the sheep, then the absence of eternal life would be not knowing the shepherd. That is, not being in relationship with Him. And you see, the reason that's so important for us to understand is because that point, that concept, has been missed on so many people in the world today who call themselves and consider themselves to be Christians. Because when they talk about knowing God, they're just simply talking about intellectual knowledge. Oh, yeah, sure, I know God. They're not talking about the relationship that the shepherd has with his sheep and the sheep with the shepherd. And that relationship is what provides eternal life. Without it, there is no life. You see? Because the two cannot be separated. Jesus, in verse 16 here, talks about these other sheep. And I'm glad that he mentioned this verse. You know, I'm glad that he mentioned this statement here and here. The reason I'm so glad about it is because that applies to all of us. Okay? That, in other words, that includes us into the number of sheep. If it weren't for that, you say, then this would only apply to the Jews. You say? And I don't know about most of you, but I'm not a Jew. Okay? Okay? So if it only applied to the Jews, we'd all be lost. Okay? We'd be sheep without a shepherd. All right? But Jesus included all of us, okay, under His shepherdship, you say, by saying, I've got other sheep that are not of this pen. He's talking about the Gentiles. And in case you didn't recognize that, that's you. Okay? All right? Aren't you glad that He included us as part of His sheep, you say? And that goes back to, as we talk about so often, the promise that God made to Abraham, doesn't it? Through you, all nations of the earth would be blessed. That includes us Gentiles. We get to be sheep. You see? And not just any sheep. We get to be the sheep of the good shepherd. Okay? So, the question that I asked at the very beginning, I ask again, do you know my Jesus as your good shepherd? Okay. Do you recognize His voice? Do you recognize Him as the one who cares so much about you that He would give His life for you? Okay. Do you know Him? Not just know about the Good Shepherd, do you know my Jesus in relationship as your Good Shepherd? The Good Shepherd takes care of His sheep. And knowing the Good Shepherd equals eternal life. Not knowing the Good Shepherd means being lost eternally. So if there's someone here this morning who can say, yeah, I know about God, but I don't know Him because I'm not in relationship with Him, you can take care of that this morning, right now. You can become one of His sheep. You see, knowing Him in relationship by dying to yourself, first of all. Repenting of the sins that are separating you from that relationship with Him. Confessing Him as your Lord. And having those sins washed away in the waters of baptism. You can do that right now, this morning. Maybe there's someone here this morning who is a sheep, but maybe you've been distracted by all the noise in the world and you've not been hearing the Good Shepherd's voice lately. Maybe you need some encouragement or some prayer or some help. Kind of quiet down all the noise of the world so you can listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd. If that's maybe where you are this morning, let us help you with that. That's what we want to do. That's what we're here for. Steve's going to come up and lead us in a song, and we'll use this as an invitation song. An invitation is open to anyone that we might be able to help you to be more of what Jesus wants you to be as His sheep. Steve, come on up. Let's stand together and sing.